Hi, this is Bill Bartee, inviting you over to Jesse Brown's as we are outfitting people for spring. What's that mean? It means that everyone that has spring travel, spring fly fishing, and spring hiking plans and need to be outfitted need to stop by Jesse Brown's. We have Patagonia, Mountain Khakis, Yeti, and more all under one roof in Charlotte. We're at Jesse Brown's in the Sharon Corner Shopping Center, Charlotte.
All right, Christopher Lowen, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and one thing that we always talk about on the Carolina Outdoors is all the great festivals and things that happen all around the Carolinas and in this area of the Piedmont. And April really starts to kick those things off, and we've got one coming up 10 days worth right down the road.
And you know what? This festival has some good food that is involved with it as well. Don,
that's what festivals are all about.
I know, and you and I always end up talking about them, and we just need to make a road trip.
There you go.
And head on down. But
count me in.
All righty. Well, me too. Well, hey, this is the Come See Me Festival down in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and we are excited to have Nate Maller joining us today. He is the festival team leader and Beach Bash coordinator for the whole event. Nate, thanks for joining us.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing well, and we're excited for this annual Salute to Spring.
This is going to be a short road trip, and we're on our way.
Yes.
Good. Yes, please come down and see us. The festival kicks off this coming Thursday with the parade, and that is at 6:30 on Main Street in Rock Hill. And then from there, it's 10 days of all types of activities, family events, kids events, music, food, everything for 10 full days until the following Saturday. So two full weekends of fun stuff and all you can eat. There's plenty of places to play and to see all the parks around Rock Hill and just come show off the city in the spring.
That's right. And for new people just moving to the area, Rock Hill is that city just south of us, about 20 minutes down 77. You can't go wrong. It's a thriving community. Got a college. Got a lot going on down there. And the Come See Me Festival is sort of historic.
That's right. Yeah, they've been doing it for over 50 years now. And it started as just a single Saturday at Glen Cannon Park. Vernon Grant was a famous illustrator that lived in Rock Hill. He invented the Snap, Crackle, Pop characters, and he created our logo, Glenn the Frog. And from there, it's grown into quite the production. Over 20, I'm a single team leader in charge of the Beach Bash, which will be happening this coming Friday at 5:30 at the Main Street Amphitheater in Rock Hill. And from there, we have 20 other team leaders that put together all these events. It's the largest festival in the state that's solely run by volunteers. We have a single staff administrator, but everyone else just volunteers their time to put this production on.
Well, as you said, it is a 10-day festival, April 4th through 13th. There are multiple events, and just a few that I'm going to highlight because these pique my interest. There's that parade. There's your Beach Bash, which we'll get to in a minute. There's even a mayor's frog jump, a teddy bear tea party. Talk about the frog jump. What's involved with that?
The frog jump is during the first big Saturday, which would be April 6th, and that is starts out with our road race. There's a 10K and a 5K, and then we have a gourmet gardens, which is a big food truck festival, tons of vendors, tons of food, a beer festival called Hops in the Park at the same time. And while all that's going on, the mayor's frog jump is kicking off as well. And we have all the frogs. Don't need to bring your own frog. We have them. You can come pick a frog out and jump it and hopefully win the mayor's trophy. And you get to keep that for the year and come back and see if you can win the next year. That's for the kids.
Well, that brings to mind a famous Mark Twain story.
That's right.
Of a celebrated jumping frog.
Yes, sir.
Not named Glenn.
No.
That's right.
And this is not a small festival. What are some of the statistics from, I think, 2018? Y'all had a pretty big attendance, I hear.
Yeah, we basically say that's about 150,000 people come through if you count all the events 10 days. And when the weather's good, it's probably even north of that. So we attract a ton of people over the 10 days. That first weekend is a Beach Bash. That's always a big event. It's outside. If the weather's good, it's going to be slammed. There's food trucks, beer trucks. We're adding wine to it this year. A fantastic beach party band out of Charleston is coming up called 17 South. They have the live brass section, and it's a totally fun night downtown. And then the following weekend, we have the Moonlight Jazz on the Friday night, which would be April 12th. And that's come out, sit at Winthrop Park, talking about the university in Rock Hill. That weekend is all over at the Winthrop Lake area, Winthrop Coliseum. We have jazz on Friday, and then Saturday is the big tailgate party with some rock and roll music and the big firework extravaganza at the end of that.
All right. Now, this all starts on April the 4th and runs through the 13th. Tell us about that Beach Bash.
Yeah, so Beach Bash is the first big event after the parade. It's the first big party of the festival. It starts at 5:30. It's on Black Street at the City Hall Amphitheater. Some people may have been down there before. They've been bringing a couple big rock and roll acts through there the past couple summers. I think Bert Michaels is slated to come down this summer. And it's in that same amphitheater and all over the street and in the parking lot there. Music's going to start around 6. Event kicks off at 5:30. Right before that, there's Chalk on Main and Musical Mania for the kids. They can go up and see our Fountain Park, which is a block away from where the Beach Bash is, and, draw on the sidewalk there, play some musical instruments, and then come down and have dinner at the Beach Bash. We'll have 15 food trucks at the Beach Bash so everyone can have dinner and get something to eat.
Now you come to the important part, the food. What are we looking forward to in food?
Yeah, there's we have everything from shaved ice to ice cream to barbecue to Jamaican chicken food truck going to be at the Beach Bash. And then the next day, Gourmet Gardens, I think they have about 20 vendors that are going to be there. And that is, let me see, I got it right here in front of me. Gourmet Gardens, it starts in the morning, I think around 11, and runs till 5 or 6 in the afternoon. And so it's all day long. Come down, enjoy the nice weather, enjoy Winthrop Lake, and then grab some food. And if you're of legal age, you can go to the Hops in the Park, which is a beer festival. You can buy a VIP ticket for that and taste all different types of craft brewery from all over the country all day as well. So check out comeseeme.org for more information on those events.
What's that website again?
It's comeseeme.org.
Comeseeme.org. Now back to the Beach Bash. We got any shag dancing going on?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so we'll have our big stage set up. The band will be playing everything from shag music all the way up to kind of current hits as well. It's just a big party. It's a blast. And the radio station there, local radio will be there. All of our fantastic sponsors, of course, will be there making their presence known. And it is a really fun time.
Hey, I'm considering this an invitation. The Come See Me Festival,
please.
I'm going to come see y'all. And I'm going to throw back a little bit. You mentioned Vernon Grant, his involvement with the festival,
yes,
getting it off the ground, that he created Kellogg's Snap, Crackle, and Pop. But he also created another famous mascot, y'all's Glenn the Frog. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so Glenn and his significant other, Glenda, are the two mascots of the festival. And you'll see Glenn around at all the major events throughout the week. He'll be in the parade, and we have our Tadpole Club for the kids. If they want to join that, they can do that on the website as well and become a Tadpole of Glenn, and they get a special T-shirt and special access to some of the children's events during the week, specifically Sundays with Mother Goose, where Mother Goose reads stories. It's outside in Glen Cairn Gardens. We have ice cream, and it's a great Sunday event.
Well, I don't think you can go wrong. I've heard ice cream mentioned at least three times. So,
and we also have a big barbecue cook-off as well. That's on Friday night during the Moonlight Jazz, and we have an event called Anything But Butts. So the guys that are there cooking butts for the Saturday competition come in on Friday and cook anything except pork butts. So you have chicken legs, macaroni and cheese, different types of chicken nachos. They do all types of funky stuff, and that's awesome. You can buy tickets, and it's a group voting event. So you buy a ticket, trade in a ticket for a food item, and if you like it, get another one. Their little sample size, and whoever has the most tickets at the end wins the Anything But Butts competition.
Well, on behalf of TJ, I just want to let you know we are available for judging food events.
Okay. We can line that up sometime.
If somebody drops out last minute, just give us a call.
Okay. Absolutely.
But we come as a trio, so.
That's right.
Okay. Just FYI.
Okay. No ties here. We got three votes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nate, what's your favorite event? Do you have, other than the Beach Bash, of course, because I know that's special in your heart, but is there one that that you've always enjoyed, or has it changed over the years?
You know, the big one, it is a Rock Hill staple, is the last Saturday on the 13th, the Tailgate Festival is just always been around as a kid. I remember it started in the parking lot at Winthrop Coliseum, and it was literally just a tailgate. People showed up, roped off parking spaces. It was in the hot asphalt sometimes of April that we have. And then several years ago, they moved it down to the actual Winthrop Lake, and it is so much nicer down there in the grass now. We all hang out. You bring a wagon with your tent and table and grill, and invite all your friends and come in and just hang out all day and see everyone you know in town. It's a fantastic event.
All right, that's the Come See Me Festival in Rock Hill, April 4th through the 13th. Mark your calendar and don't miss out, because it's a great local festival. We'll be back in a few minutes on the Carolina Outdoors.